Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and welcome to episode number 212, What Will They Say About You? So this is part two. Last week, the episode was about why you wanted to be a mom. This week, I want to ask the question, when you die, what do you want your children and husband to say about you? Now, some of you might be thinking this is a little morbid, but actually, I think it's really good to think about how we want to be remembered. So I'm going to make this short and sweet, but I really want you to spend some time thinking, what do you want them to say about you? When my dad died 11 years ago, all the grandchildren, there were 14 of them, had the opportunity to say what they loved most about my dad. None of them remembered a particular gift or an expensive vacation or anything material. They remembered the connections he made with each of them, and they remembered his values. They remembered the kite flying contest he organized and the yearly baseball game that he took all the grandsons to. It was just one, and that was enough for a great memory. They remembered how encouraging he was as he hired them to help him clean up the massive garden that my parents had. The payment was $5 and a trip to Wendy's for lunch. They remembered him as kind and warm, and they recognized how much he loved my mom. They still quote him today on how important Grandpa always said it was to have goals. And they were grateful for his steadfast boundaries and expectations. The boundaries and expectations were loving, yet the children always knew what behavior was appropriate and respectful of others in any given situation. And one thing they commented on was how he listened. I found it was so interesting that what was important to my children about their grandpa was simple. It wasn't the things or indulging in their whims. What they loved about their grandpa was their grandpa. His essence, his faith, his values. So, how do you want your children to remember you? Don't get caught up in what the world tells you you should do or be in order to be a good mom and raise happy children. I can tell you, the world is wrong. Your children, above all else, value you. Your essence, your faith, and your values, and your loving boundaries and expectations, because it's through those boundaries and expectations that you teach them how to be happy. In our family, for birthdays and Mother's and Father's Day, our children have always and still do as adults make cards or buy them and write notes in them. I'm humbled to read the notes that always talk about how thankful they are for how we raised them. We made mistakes for sure, but people make mistakes, and mistakes are quickly forgotten when the rest of the life, the rest of the years together, are full of connection and love and affection and affirmation. And oftentimes the mistakes that we made are the greatest source of laughter in the family. Not to me, but to them. They are thankful for us teaching them to be good, moral people, even when they were the only ones who couldn't get a phone, couldn't go to the party, couldn't spend the night, couldn't use that language, couldn't get a gaming system until they were graduating from eighth grade. They are grateful for us, for the connection we established long ago, and for the nurturing of that connection as adults. So, how do you want your children to remember you? What words would you like them to use to describe you? What connections or memories are really important to them. And if the way you'd like them to describe you is not the way you are or act now, it is always the perfect time to begin again. Take care. Do you have a life coach who helps you be the woman you want to be? The woman God has called you to be? Who helps you sort through your marriage or parenting difficulties and helps you create the mindset you need to embrace your vocation with joy and gratitude? If you're looking for a coach, I would be so honored to help you. Email me at janet@findingjoyinmotherhood.com.